Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at IamAstrologyReadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it. Boundaries. How you doing, Mr. Rafiki? How you doing, Mr. Mental?
I'm doing good. How you doing this evening, Power Mental?
I'm doing awesome. How about you, fellas?
I'm doing swell. A lot of things have been going on since the last time we chopped it up. You know, Rafiki, you went through some things since the last time we chopped it up, right?
Mm-hmm. I think we all had.
Well, some of the things that kind of really, really pushed him to have this conversation. And what is that, Rafiki? What are we going to talk about tonight?
We're going to be talking about boundaries and how to actually set them up, how to get them lined up. We're going to go through the definition and several different types and different techniques that people can use. And, you know, I'm just going to shoot a couple gems out there to them.
All right. Well, before you shoot those gems out there, Rafiki, I have a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
Why is this topic important to you?
Due to the simple fact that I had to actually learn to set boundaries and had to really grab a hold of why boundaries are important in our journey, whether it be a religious journey, whether it be a spiritual journey, or whether it be with just friendships in general. You know, people just don't understand that, you know, boundaries are highly important and you must set them.
How long it took you? You know how they're doing that TikTok thing? They say, I was this age when I learned about boundaries.
I was today years old.
I've always knew about boundaries, but I never really dug into it like I did this time because, you know, I'm just trying to get my journey lined up with the universe. And I feel boundaries is one of the first basic steps of getting yourself there. Because a lot of people, they talk a good game, but when it comes down to it, they don't set the boundaries. They let people walk all over them. They let people do whatever they want. Me, highly, I can use myself for examples.
Please.
Before, when I used to go to my families or whatever, or, you know, I would always leave up out of there discouraged. And I never understood why until I actually dug into boundaries themselves. And I have realized that me going into this, I have learned that I can actually go into the lion's den and come out unescaped. Like, you know, I just recently done that. And you say, how? Well, I set a boundary with myself before I left. I said, no matter what happens, I'm not going to get into an argument and I'm not going to feed into it. So I set that boundary. And when I went there, everything went smoothly, although I felt the firing darts. But I didn't feed into it like I used to before.
And so at that moment, did you say, damn, there's something to this boundary thing?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely, because, you know, I guess right now would be a perfect time to just go ahead and give the description of what boundaries are and healthy boundaries.
Well, before you go there, I was going to say, Mental, when you hear the word boundaries, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
When I hear boundaries, one of the things, I mean, there's different things that first pop off, but like playing a game and shit, you know, going out of bounds and shit, stay within those two sides or however many sides before going out of bounds. And when it comes to me, don't cross them.
Do you think you've exercised
others' boundaries or my boundaries?
Yes.
I think I exercise boundaries. I would like to think so.
Well, let's find out. Rafiki, what is a boundary?
Well, A boundary itself is a line that is marked. The limits are of an area, a dividing line. Turn it over here. Personal boundaries are limits and rules we set for ourselves within relationship.
You said rules that we set with inside a relationship is personal boundaries.
Yeah, for ourselves. We for set ourselves. Right, for ourselves. We set boundaries
okay.
for our
Go
partner.
Ahead. Go ahead.
So, you know, a person with healthy boundaries can say no to others when need to be. But they are also comfortable opening themselves up for a close relationship. So when we set these boundaries, we are opening ourselves up to the other person to have a close relationship with them.
So wait, what I just heard is some people may think, oh, if I put boundaries up, nobody can get in.
Right.
But but what I just heard you say is opposite of that. Actually,
exactly.
Having boundaries, you can allow people to come into your
space.
Space.
Exactly. And there's actually seven different types of boundaries that you may need in life. One is physical. Another one is your emotions and or your mental state. The third one is the spiritual or religious beliefs. You can also set one for financial and materialistic things in life.
Wait. Let's start over. If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at IamAstrologyReadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.